Senators Johnson, Grassley demand Antony Blinken produce all records related to Hunter Biden after lying to Congress. By Wendell Hasebo on May 2, 2023. Senators Ron Johnson, RE, and Chuck Grassley, RIA, on Tuesday demanded Secretary of State Antony Blinken produce all records related to Hunter Biden following his false testimony to Congress that he never spoke to the president's son, a letter obtained by Breitbart News shows. During an interview on December 22, 2020, Blinken told Senate investigators he had not texted or emailed Hunter Biden. But emails contained on Hunter Biden's laptop and from recent reports revealed Blinken did in fact email Hunter Biden on at least two occasions. On May 22, 2015, Hunter Biden emailed Blinken's personal email address requesting to meet and get advice on a couple of things. "Absolutely," he replied. On July 15, 2015, the second email shows Blinken emailed Hunter about following up on a meeting. "Absolutely. I'm just about to land in Tokyo en route back DC from Burma. I'll be in office from Tuesday on. Copying Linda in my office to find a good time. Look forward to seeing you. Tony." Johnson and Grassley, co-authors of the Hunter Biden 2020 report, released the transcript of Blinken's false statement to Congress in 2020. Question. Did you ever talk with Hunter Biden on the phone? Blinken, not that I recall. Question, did you have any other means of correspondence with him, emails, texts? Blinken, no. Blinken's false statement has raised red flags for the senators and caused them to question the veracity of his entire December 22, 2020 testimony in which he also denied any knowledge of Hunter Biden's Burisma Holdings board membership. Question, why you were not aware that Hunter Biden served on Burisma's board? Blinken, to the best of my recollection, I was not. Johnson and Grassley said they have doubts about Blinken's statement because emails unearthed show his wife, Evan Ryan, communicating with Hunter Biden from her personal email address. Ryan is a current White House executive secretary and former assistant secretary of state for educational and cultural affairs, ECA, in the Obama administration, 2013 to 2017. The senators told Blinken the emails between the two show an apparent attempt to connect you with representatives of Burisma's U.S. lobbying firm, Blue Star Strategies. It seems highly unlikely that you had no idea of Hunter Biden's association with Burisma while your wife was apparently coordinating with Hunter Biden to potentially connect you with Burisma's U.S. representatives, the Republicans wrote. In April 2014, Hunter joined the board of Burisma, just 2 years before Joe Biden stated he forced the firing of Ukraine prosecutor Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma. Despite Hunter's lack of experience in Ukraine or the energy sector, he was paid $83,000 per month by the energy company, or $1 million per year, just weeks after his father was announced point person on U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.